What is up, everybody?
Hey, everybody.
What's up? How are you? Good to see you. Does anyone care we're here? Cool. That guy does.
One guy.
Yeah.
Awesome.
He got me this soda earlier. Thanks again.
Reminds me of when we were in a band and it was just our friends that showed up.
Yeah.
You know?
This I was going to pull the fire alarm. Don't care then.
This kid over here just pulled an orange Hamilton. It's probably worth
$10,000, $20,000, $20,000, $30,000
maybe.
Yeah. Wow. Well, we should get that on the Ludex.
That is huge.
So,
congrats. Yeah, give this kid a hand.
So he will have bodyguards walking out with him today. Do not jump him. Welcome to the show. I guess we're doing a thing now.
Yeah. Should we introduce ourselves? I'm Cody from Mojo Break.
Doug from Mojo Break.
Jesse from Mojo Break.
What? Breaking news.
Jesse from Sports Cards Nonsense.
And Mike, I guess on my own now. Yeah. Mike from SCN. Mm-hmm. Perfect. I knew you'd bail on me. You've been spineless since I've known you.
What are you talking about, bro? That was a silly. I was being a silly guy.
We were like, California weather. He's like, I'm in.
Dude, I know about that life.
Look, I get it. We live that life every day. You know, it's
brag about
75
it.
To 80 degrees most of the time.
When you're not living the dream in California, what do you think about Chicago so far?
It's great.
Yeah?
I was at Wrigleyville on Wednesday night watching. I wanted to go to the game, but went next best thing. Went to Slugger's Sports Bar. I know that's kind of like a hot spot for Cubs fans. It was fun. Felt like a college bar.
Yeah.
Like, hand me my beer in a plastic cup.
Oh, really?
And I went, oh, man. This kind of place I am in.
That's Chicago life, I feel like.
Yeah.
Like, if you're downtown, if you're in the area, you're just chill. No one needs a fancy glass made of glass.
Right.
Yeah.
Plastic. That's all you need.
Also, look, if anyone listens to our podcast, we talk about food a lot.
Ooh.
It's half sports card podcast, half food podcast.
Dude, maybe Jesse is leaving.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's again, really I'm just tempting. Trying to recruit Jesse.
Every time I talk about Taco Bell, I get insulted for
We literally had an entire segment dedicated to Taco Bell last week.
Shut up.
Yeah. We're talking Taco Fractors, and then we started talking Baja Blast.
Yes.
You know, it was over.
You're not going to need that.
Because we thought there could be some kind of Taco Fractor promo for, like, Taco Bell for life, you know?
Dude.
Like they missed the boat there.
I swear to you, I thought the taco on the Taco Fractor was a Taco Bell taco. It looks just like theirs. How is it that they did not seize on that opportunity?
Feels like a missed marketing opportunity.
Right? Absolutely. Yeah. What do you guys think?
Tacos.
Oh, really?
Do we like tacos?
You guys are hilarious.
Anyone from Chicago, though, what's up with crinkle cut fries?
Oh, we got this guy.
What's going Chicago? On? Yeah, there we go.
Wait, do you like crinkle?
Everyone, what's going on with crinkle cut fries? I've never seen so many crinkle cut fries in my life.
Are you saying that like it's a bad thing? Because I love
not,
a crinkle.
Okay, this might be a hot take. I'm not the biggest crinkle cut fry guy. I'm
what
not.
Do you like a shoestring?
I don't know.
I guess so.
Waffle?
A steak. Yes, I had it from Portillo's was the best one I had so far. Of the crinkle cuts.
I haven't had these. I will tell you the other thing about Chicago that I hate. The pizza is absolute garbage.
Okay, well,
you can't even eat the freaking stuff.
You're a bad person. Why are you saying
every
things like that?
Every slice is 9 pounds of just filth.
Did I get lasagna or did I get a pizza?
It's like lasagna that got hit by a truck and like my mother cooked it. Terrible.
That's a terrible take, right? Deep dish is amazing.
They don't care.
We've insulted Chicago pizza. We've insulted your mother's cooking. We're on a roll.
You want me to insult the people? Well, no,
I've
met some
Chicagoans. So
I'll go. It's fine with me.
Speaking more, let's talk more about Chicago. Do the Cubs have the best winning song? You know, you hear it all over town.
Best victory song.
Best victory song, I should say. Yes.
Oh, Sweet Caroline.
Yeah. No, good. The Go Cubs Go.
What are you?
That's Dodgers.
That's not the same. That's okay.
Different team.
Go That's Cubs Go. Favorite. How does it go? Can you sing it? Bars?
Hey, sing along, anyone. Go, if Cubs, you know, go. Go, Cubs, go.
She's got it.
There we go.
She's
I'm trying it. To endear myself, but yeah. No, say, I Left Myra in San Francisco is the best one. Sorry.
Okay. Another hot take.
I'm biased. We're Bay Area, so I'm very biased.
All right, so thoughts on the Nationals so far?
I mean.
What's the one word?
Overwhelming.
That's the only word.
In a good way.
Only word.
In a good way.
Yes. Overstimulated.
Yes. It's incredible to see what this has become.
Oh.
To see new faces, old faces, and the scale is wild.
It's insane. It's the overstimulating, I think, is also a really appropriate word because I don't have a problem with crowds. I don't have a problem with people. But in this environment, I did feel like, oh, I need to like go into a dark room. I need to go like somewhere not isolation. Here for a second because yeah. it was just so much.
Was that after last night you had to go in a dark room?
No, no, I'm doing good. Okay. I'm doing good. But yeah, I've seen though is pretty impressive. I haven't seen a whole lot. I haven't gotten out as much as I like to. But anything standing out? You guys like anything specific?
I mean, the booths keep getting bigger. You
That's
know,
true.
It's insane. The, yeah. The presence of, you know, Fanatics, Panini, Upper Deck, Golden's booth. Do you guys see the 86 Fleer, like, rainbow the Jordan, thing the, you've yeah. got going on there?
How many have you been to? You've been to more than all of us, I'm sure. What's it, like
11? Okay. Yeah. Probably the third or fourth Chicago.
Did you go to the Anaheim one, the one that's like the world
record? I wish.
I'm always curious, like, if this is going to be the one that's like the new biggest national ever.
It feels like that every year. That right. It just gets, it's going to get bigger and bigger. Yeah.
Do you guys think, I mean, it's because more people are selling these days, that more people are showing up? Because at the height of the market, like 2 years ago, you think it would be, that would be the biggest one, right? Last year would be the biggest one. Maybe Atlantic City is why, but
I don't know. For me, I saw like when we came, my first national was the Chicago one 2 years ago. And I remember thinking at that time, oh, there's absolutely like, it's only men here, like grown men.
Yeah.
And then you'd see an occasional kid and maybe a wife. Last year was a little different. You saw a little bit more wives, girlfriends, just girls in general, and then children. And this year, it's like so many I feel like we're seeing so much diversification of the demographic that was
Agreed.
Once dominated by just older white guys. So
I'm seeing yeah. five-year-olds with their Pelican cases. I think it's the best thing ever. You know, little businessmen, you know,
Mike
walking around.
Mike has thoughts about that, I think.
I just hate that they're all my height. That's my only issue.
Look at this guy with a cowboy hat. That's awesome. Let's work the crowd a little bit.
Yeah,
cowboy hat guy.
That's awesome.
You're killing it,
Love
Blackhawks.
It. It's Man. Giving me like, what's the Oklahoma State mascot
Sooners.
You want to talk about? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's giving me that vibe. I
yeah,
love
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't there care for that.
What's the fight Rock song? Kid.
Look at him. He's rocking and rolling. I love it. I love
Rock
it.
On.
You're doing
Gotta
really
love
good,
the Blackhawks bro. Logo, too. It's amazing.
What's that? Okay.
Oh, nice. Very
nice.
Cool, bud.
Excellent.
All right. So what do you guys want to talk about now?
Well, I was going to mention how cool some of the Zion cases are out here, but I want to talk about how the evolving of all the different bags we've got going on, right? It used to be just like backpacks and Pelican cases, but now we've got a whole slew. What do you guys like and what do you guys hate about the type of bags that are rocked around here?
I will say, the only thing worse than a fanny pack are these over-the-shoulder purses.
Those are in now, though.
There are so many 20-year-olds with these purses.
It's the thing.
I wish I could pull it off. I do not look... Like, they're already tiny on a normal person, yeah. but on me, it just looks
great.
Like a stamp, and it looks
You're
like
You're hanging yourself. You're,
yeah.
You were literally lynching yourself at that point.
Does not look
yeah.
good,
yeah.
Dad.
It's not good.
I will also admit I did not know that Pelican case was a brand. I just thought people called these. I thought a Zion case was a Pelican case.
Right.
Like I didn't know that until this year. So
they're like the Coca-Cola of soda,
Kleenex,
maybe kind of
yeah,
type
yeah,
thing.
Yeah,
it's Kleenex, yeah,
yeah, exactly. I didn't know it was a name brand, just a type of case.
Yeah.
Now I know that. Yeah. So, how about this case talk, huh? Pretty good.
We love cases.
Everybody's really excited.
We all love them.
They're on the edge of their seat on
yeah.
this one.
Oh, fanny no. packs, over the shoulders, whatever it may be.
Oh, whatever. Yeah.
But I got to get me a Zion case because I don't have anything to carry my cards. Yeah. They're just thrown in my backpack, so I got to go talk
to I get
to
the Zion backpack. I will. That's what I rock.
Do you have one of those?
In the
yeah.
backpack.
Okay.
Do you guys have any cards specifically you are searching the show floor for? Are you on the hunt for anything?
I'd like to get another Brady Contenders. I had it years ago, dumped it out too quick. So I brought some Jordans. I hate Michael. I only buy Jordan because he's always liquid, but I don't like anything about him.
I heard from a little birdie, possibly, maybe, that the GOAT may be here this weekend.
Larry Bird?
At some point.
Is Larry coming? Larry's in Chicago?
No.
Tom Brady.
Thomas.
Maybe, possibly.
Thomas Edwards.
Why would he be here? Because he's buddies.
Bored.
He's buddies
really?
With Ruben, and Ruben's here.
Who knows?
Maybe.
Ruben
called
like
in
I
a
said,
favor.
I heard from a little
Allegedly.
Birdie.
Allegedly,
is Ruben in here right now?
Maybe.
If
Maybe.
You're Michael Ruben, raise
yeah,
your hand.
Yeah, Michael Ruben, are you here?
That's
paging,
funny.
Paging Michael
I
would have
sworn he was. By the way, speaking of bags, if this gentleman khaki Not you.
Right
not
there. User. That's amazing.
Do you see this bag?
You can advertise.
With the LCD screen on there?
What? That's... You can sell bread. You can put your prices on there. Look, he's got a
Look,
video.
Look, they got movies playing he's got, on the backpack.
Do you know what that is? That's
your,
the catch.
I was going to say, there's
what
your boy.
I just, that's the coolest backpack of all time. Dwight Clark, Joe Montana.
I want that backpack, bro. Hey, someone steal that and give it to me.
I mean, they need to put, screens are just going to be on everything eventually. They're on your fridge. You're going to be on your bag.
Yeah, I want a screen everywhere.
I'm going to just have one on my face at all times.
Yeah,
it's
I don't
be
want
my
you
face.
To see my face.
It's going
to
be a television screen. You can just stream The Office right on my face.
Okay, now that I'm in for.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Why not?
On your face.
Yeah.
Just eye contact will never be an issue again.
Be great. Be making money all the time.
Now, you guys mentioned Michael Rubin, right? So we were given something from the company he owns, and we have an autograph of him, rookie card, number to 50. How much is that worth? Before we pay guess that price, what do you think?
You have a Rubin autograph?
A Rubin autograph, yeah.
You, how did you, I want one.
I'll show it to you.
I want one. You I've got your card, by
we'll
the way.
We'll fractionalize it.
That's got to be a couple hundred bucks. I mean, guarantee
well,
somebody pays a
Luber's
couple
hundred bucks. Luber's auto at the, what was it, the first mint that he gave out, you could go and flip that for like 150.
And in fact, we did
And
that.
We did.
Correct.
Luber, 150?
Yeah. And I don't know what they would go for now, but you could.
150
I'm going to guess
pennies.
A billionaire.
Yes. $1.50.
I'm going to guess a billionaire is going to, I would, 400 bucks. I could see that going more, but...
It's got the rookie card stamp on it,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, so. There's a market. I mean, I know I was talking to somebody in the elevator. He's like, hey, you see these V-Friends cards? I'm trying to get Gary to sign it. So there's a market out there.
We actually still have an unopened box of the Zero Cool, like the original Series 1 V-Friends.
So do we.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
we do?
Never mind, we don't. I lost it.
I was going to say, he was trying to keep that off the books.
I lost it,
No, it's locked away with top men.
Yeah.
Don't worry about that. That was the most angry Cody ever was on the podcast when he previewed the V-Friends cards.
I'm going to try to be on my best behavior.
You don't have to.
Be nice.
No, don't.
So, you know.
Be cruel.
They've evolved into something that looks like a very nice quality product when it first came out. You can hear my thoughts on the podcast. That's all.
I want to
hear
them right
now. It's like the dumbest thing ever. I don't have any idea what they do.
It's so many words. Yes, I do.
Okay. Just making sure.
So long as people still think it's valuable, I don't care.
That's the thing. Yeah,
I don't even know what it is. It
doesn't matter what I think. People like it. Like, people
yeah,
like it.
Exactly. I don't care.
What's up with your computer screen? Get this.
It's just off. It doesn't need to be on while we're not talking about it.
Yeah, we're not there yet.
What are you guys looking for at the show? Are you guys looking for anything specific?
I am looking, this is probably no one else but me is looking for it. I'm looking for World Baseball Classic cards. I saw it, Derek Jeter, World Baseball Classic Topps Chrome card at a show last year, and I went, they made those? I am a huge WBC fan, and I felt absolutely validated this year with that Trout Ohtani at bat at the end. And I think it's the second or first most watched baseball game still of the year.
That was pretty wild.
It was
that
incredible.
Was
a cool
it was really cool.
All the potential of that tournament showed up right there. I think it's fantastic. So I've been looking for Jeter WBC cards, other players in their WBC uniforms. So that's what I'm on.
Also, the last time Trout's ever going to have a meaningful at bat.
Tall.
Can't make the real playoffs. So.
Yeah, pretty much.
Exactly.
Pretty much.
How often do they do that?
It's been weird with 2020. It was supposed to happen in 21, and then they pushed it to this year. So I think they're going to be back on schedule. It'll be every 4 years.
I do wish they would do that like every year. I think that's so cool. That was the one time I felt excited to watch baseball on TV.
Yeah.
Like, I'd love to go to a game, but to watch a game on TV is just... I don't know. It's
those
dull.
I've been to
now,
up until this year. I've been to every tournament, and it's still the best live experience for baseball I've ever been to.
That's
and I've
cool.
been to World Series games, and that was the best one ever.
Really,
unbelievable.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I will say this: the show, and I feel like maybe I thought this last year, and I totally forgot. I do not see hardly any non-sport stuff. Like, which I get. I get. There's a lot of sports guys who come to this. I just thought there would be more tables of, if not like, you know, autos of celebrities, at least like Pokemon or something like that. But there's really not a lot. And the only thing I can think of, I was talking to Eddie over at SCN Breaks. He was saying, and I think it's a good theory, that there's just not enough margin on those cards to be able to afford the table that, you know, the cost of a table here is... I don't know. What is it, like $2,000, $3,000, something like that? Like, and you think how much margin is there on like a Pokemon card versus like these cards that you can sell for 50, 60 bucks? easy. The Pokemon cards are going to be like 10, 20 bucks.
Well, so. I'm glad you mentioned that, but you totally skipped my turn on what I'm looking for, but you did kind of side because I was
Is there any kind of organization to this? I'm sorry.
Invisible here. But the segue was perfect because I'm actually collecting music cards, the Dutch gum music cards. So I have a Jimi Hendrix 7. I have Doris Day. I've gotten some Marilyn Monroe stuff. I mean, that's not music, but I'm looking for some like Beatles.
Oh,
I have nice. I have the oversized Supremes card. You know,
what year are those from?
In the 60s, they have different versions. So they're only distributed overseas, Netherlands and stuff like that. So very low pop. They're very cool looking cards. A lot of them are like tobacco size cards.
Have you seen many? Like maybe I have an off take, but I haven't seen much.
There's not much. I bought at the Mint, there was a Titanic card I bought. It was like, I didn't even know what it was
with
from.
With Leo or the actual
boat? No,
Titanic.
Like the old, the old boat Titanic.
Itself. Never mind. Yeah. Leo or nothing. I don't care.
Huh. Yeah.
And, that's pretty cool, though.
I cleared out David Adams' 2013 Black Friday packs because they have the Tupac and Biggie rookies.
Oh, okay.
So I opened them all up. I graded them. I got like 6 or 7 10s, and there's only like a pop 14 on the box. So I have like 7 of them.
Let's do this. Let's play a game. Oh, wait. Mike hasn't said. What are you looking for?
I want to play that game. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's play the game.
Let's play a game of what is the... So in the, what was it, the junk wax era, there was literally a card for everything, right? Like every movie or any kind of entertainment and then some.
Mm-hmm.
But... I want to think of like actual ideas, like the Titanic, having a piece of the Titanic on a card. That makes that card kind of cool. Think if they did this with like other travel things, like a rare flower card or something. Like there's petals of that. Dinosaur cards that have little pieces of fossil in there. A card that has moon rocks or moon dust in it. Like stuff like that I think would be really fun to start expanding the world of... You know, just non-sport collectible cards.
One day, a guy's like, you know, I want that flower petal, and then I'm gonna go grab a Larry Bird.
What if it's a really rare flower? You think that?
Well, I don't know.
I guarantee there's a collector out there for it.
You guys remember the Ginter?
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
That one guy's pumped about flower petals.
Love
and
it.
He's at the bar at 10 a.m.
That's my people.
That's right, my gotta people. Keep it going. Ginter had a card. I don't know if you remember which year, but you could plant the card. It had seeds in it.
I remember that. Yeah. Yeah. That
cool.
See,
really?
That
all
kind
different
of
flower
awesome.
Types.
You feel pretty
there
stupid.
Was a, we're going to get a little dark, but I believe it was Leaf. You know, allegedly,
I'm
trying
exactly
to remember.
Oh, I know exactly what you're about to say.
JFK seat from the car cut up and put it in
the
cards.
They also had a Max Ruby relic. I said, celebrity relics. Like, you mean the guy
I'm
who
ignorant.
Was involved in the JFK conspiracy? Okay, sure.
Did he shoot the president or the guy who shot the president?
He was the guy that shot the president.
Yeah.
He's
no,
a bad
no,
guy?
Wait,
no, he shot Levi.
He shot Oswald.
Yeah, he shot Oswald, yeah.
Oh, he's all right,
that was,
yeah, that's fine.
He's okay, by book.
That was an FBI.
Enemy of my enemy is the guy who killed the president. Yeah, we're good. Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, all right, well, no one wanted to play my game. Whatever.
No, I was going to say, I would like historical. Honestly, that type of stuff,
yeah.
I love that stuff. Like historic relics, things from big events. You know.
An Einstein card that has the E equals MC squared on there.
The actual
that he
original.
Wrote.
Yeah.
I mean, they're already like, what, the Thomas Jefferson and George Washington cards that have, like, their writing on there. Or, like, there's an Abe Lincoln, like, hair card
follicle.
Or something.
Yep, that was
yeah.
the intern.
I mean, honestly, I feel
yeah, that's...
All of that stuff.
I don't need human relics. I don't need flesh.
But, I mean, that is a top 5 most famous beard of all time, Abe Lincoln's, I would think.
Do we know it was from the beard?
He didn't have much going on top. I mean, there's a reason he wore a very large hat.
I'm just saying.
Well,
especially now, it's covered the hole. I mean,
you poo-poo on the idea of a card that has like hair in there, but everyone wants the game-worn jersey piece just because it's got a scent of their DNA in there.
I don't think it's a scent. No, I don't think we're chasing the
DNA.
They want
to smell it. Scratch and sniff cards.
Oh, we did
this.
Here we
go.
Got a box of Beavis and Butthead cards from, I don't know, 94, 93?
94, yep.
And we did a video where we scratched and sniffed them.
And how'd they smell?
They still had the scent.
No way.
Shocked. Yeah.
Wow.
Still had the scent. Stuff like gasoline, chocolate.
It was like wine.
Really
strong.
Yeah, there was some real
ammonia,
weird ones.
Chloroform. We still don't remember that one.
Honestly, yeah, it was stuff like that. It was gnarly, but yeah, God bless them. It was gonna have the time.
Okay, American heroes.
Very cool.
We need to bring it back though.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I would
100% agree.
It.
Scratch and Sniffies comes back. Smell-o-vision.
I am.
Who needs virtual reality?
You know, and I know some company out there has, you know, like kiss cards of you know, a certain type of person. What if we did thumbprints of like celebrities? You know, put that on there.
I would love
some biometric. I mean, they have to
biometric.
Be long gone, I'd hope.
Yeah,
yeah, like, I'm using that.
Yeah,
biometric.
I'm not trying to like hack into like.
Go to their
know,
house, yeah.
Yeah. To like Kim Kardashian's iPhone or something with her thumbprint. That
a
might be weird.
A retinal scan of every celebrity.
You know, we do. We dig up Kobe. We cut off his thumb. He's not using it.
My goodness.
Cut that mic.
All right.
Mic.
Hey, who wants to play a fun game for the whole family?
You want
to
get dark? Let's get dark.
Calling fun.
Well, hey, what do you say? Should we play our game here? You guys ready?
Why the heck not?
Let's do it. So,
I'm not going to look at your phone over there because I think you have the answers.
This is a game we always play on our podcast, The Hype. Make sure to subscribe if you guys don't know what that is, Mojo Break. It's called Guess That Price.
What's your password?
Don't worry about that.
Yeah, okay, Jesse needs to give everyone the password. So, basically, we're going to show that card on screen. And if you're watching, listening, play along. I'm going to give you a card, guys, and I did a mix. These are all Chicago-themed items that you're going to see here.
Smart.
Boo.
Athletes and some pop culture sprinkled
ooh,
in as well.
It is, there we go.
It's collectibles. We're not just, you know, we mentioned it.
Okay.
Not just sports. So here we go. We're going to start off with this 2018 Bowman Chrome Luis Robert Orange Refractor Auto. It's numbered to 25. It's a BGS 9.510. There were 57 bids. For this card.
And when did it end?
When?
Yeah. When did, July 10th. So
okay.
Just before the Home Run Derby All-Star Game. So here, let me, I'm gonna write your answers down too.
I feel like I'm going to.
You know what's great about that card terrible. Is the product placement for the water. You know what I mean? It's like, it's right there.
I would drink that water so good right now.
I know. They should make a card of the water. I mean, the first signing.
You know
signing.
What would have been a great
water
card?
Water made of water.
Yeah, exactly.
When we were leaving Las Vegas this last time, there was a water bottle in a trash can.
Okay.
There was a what?
That was not fair. That water bottle was unopened. I took a water
Anyways,
bottle out of a trash can at an airport and I drank it. It was unopened.
At an
You're
airport.
Doing it for the planet.
Desperate times.
And then he went back for okay. What
I mean,
you,
honestly, that's like the 5 millionth worst thing that's ever happened in Las Vegas.
Right? I mean, no one died in that story.
Yeah, you made it. So.
I mean,
there have been way worse things taken out of a trash can and consumed in Las Vegas. I can tell you that.
So who wants to take first crack
right,
at that?
Who's going to guess?
Jesse, you're up.
I have to go
yep,
first.
Yep, you're going first.
Again, this had 57
See,
bids.
Now, we
sold
usually
on July
10th. Write it down so we don't know each other's answers.
I got you
but
guys.
For the sake of this,
oh, I got you guys.
Okay. I got a number. I got
All
a
right.
number.
Yeah, I got a number.
Go ahead, Jess.
I'm going to say. This is going to be so bad. I'm going to say $1,800.
Okay.
Cute. You're probably closer than me. I'm going to say $15,000.
How much?
$15,001.
Okay. I'm going with $7,700.
Actual price.
Doug nailed this. This is bull crap.
I could tell you right. Well,
Doug
yeah, now, now you're going to say this is rigged. You guys know the rules because yeah. Doug is our first winner here. $5,251.
That's
and
it?
I was closer
one
than
cent.
You.
I what happened to Lou? I thought he was good.
He's
what
having a
loser.
Phenomenal year.
Phenomenal year.
The White Sox, sorry
bucks.
To White Sox fans in the audience. White Sox, not
oh,
so much.
He's garbage.
I wonder what that card sold for in 2018.
Oh, that thing topped 20, I bet.
Yeah.
A lot.
That makes
I
me feel
maintained.
Better. That was Doug's way of saying,
still
you know what, that's
Plus,
a stupid
look at that
guess
smile.
Now. Like, 2 years
I mean, I mean, right. It is my birthday, so
still,
I mean,
still
I got to get a little lucky.
Yeah, happy birthday to Doug here. All right.
I hope he goes on the IL.
We'll sing
oh,
happy
next
birthday
card.
At the end of the podcast.
Next card.
All right, next card.
Misses
or collectible.
You got to unzoom.
Oh,
I tried not to go obvious.
Oh.
I have no
I could have
clue.
Easily just gone 86 Fleer Jordan, but people track those prices a lot.
Doug's got to go last, because otherwise right. We're going to mirror
I have
him.
No idea.
Okay,
this is
I have
no idea.
1997, 1998, Skybox Premium Star Ruby, 14 out of 50, Scottie Pippen. It's a PSA 8, 33 bids, sold on July 5th.
Do we get pop count?
Ooh, I did not get the pop count. I wish
it,
I could.
It wasn't going to help us.
Yeah,
it's
going
to be low.
Yeah,
okay.
That's
okay.
That's
I
like when you ask
to
use it, in, like, use it in a sentence. I'm like, you know, come on.
Isn't
yeah.
an 8 a crazy
word.
Tough grade for those?
What's
Isn't
that?
Like a really good grade for a Ruby?
Usually, yeah. I remember. I mean, the one thing I know about those sets is the corners are usually bad, or they're stuck together and things like that. From what I remember.
Is the red on there? That's just like a sticker on the.
That says premium. That's on the card.
Yeah, it's like an embossed logo. Probably the photo probably doesn't show its quality of.
I don't have the first idea.
Well, good.
You know what? Since I won the last, I'm gonna take a stab. Okay. I'm gonna do 5,000.
All right.
Which is probably way off.
Mike, honestly. What you got?
8,200.
Okay.
I live in a dream world. Let me make up my numbers.
I'm going to say 3,452.
I like it. Actual price. Well, guess what? Jesse is the winner. $3,900.
All right.
See, we got a...
That's what we're talking about. There we Mafia. Go.
Did he give you the price?
Here's a sticker.
Did you guys?
Yeah, he's winking the prices.
All that
prices
yelling,
to
he
me.
Didn't even get him a drink.
That's right.
Bar.
Yeah, he's giving
what's
you Morse code.
Like it's three eye exactly. Blinks is 3,000, right?
All right. Next card.
This
we got
for you.
One
that's
for
you.
Doug, one for Jesse. Mike still needs to get
Mike,
on
you're
the
gonna
board.
Do hey. This. You're doing this.
$10,000.
Hey everybody, this is for the audience.
Oh God.
Oh my God.
That flew
take someone's head off
way
with that
too
thing.
Hard.
It's just a paper.
That's a piece of paper. I apologize. Who would have known?
It is
known?
Not. Getting, yeah.
Who could have known?
We're getting some looks here.
There. Next time I'm going to throw it up there. Though. It's going to be fun.
Oh, goodness.
All right. Next question.
Should we do it?
Somebody came up and just punched him in the face. I'd pay to see that.
Oh.
All right.
Bears. Oh. 1962 Topps rookie Mike Ditka.
What a design.
PSA 7. Beautiful card.
Oh.
There were 50 bids for this, and it sold on June 27th.
$921.
You couldn't right. have turned it the right way, though? So I could see
oh,
the,
nope. There's nothing that can be done.
Couldn't do it. Can't do
just
it.
Trying to see what the design was on the top there. But
nope. Not
nope.
allowed.
No. That's what it is.
Don't stop trying to
I think
look.
I'm way high. Can I amend this before they guess?
Wait, you haven't gone first. You have
well,
to go first.
No, well.
I yelled 920. I'm going 682.
Okay, so that's your final answer.
$682?
$682, okay.
Even that's overpriced. Okay. A bear with a tight end, please.
For a 7, PSA I'm going to say 950.
Okay, 900?
I just changed it. This is ridiculous.
That was 900 flat?
450.
950.
450.
I think Doug got this.
Actual
retail price.
I had
682.
One
I'll just say right now, everybody undersold this card.
Not
so
me,
Jesse
though.
Won.
Which means Jesse is the winner.
$1,276.
For Ditka?
Man, I knew.
People like Ditka.
Yep, they do.
Yeah,
that's why I said so.
He probably owns it. That's why he knows.
Yeah, that's my card.
That's Jesse's card.
That's my card.
I blew $1,000 just to win this competition.
I mean, doesn't Ditka, there's Ditka sausages, right? That's do we have, right. They have those around here?
Oh.
Oh, you got to get the sausage, the smoked sausage
smoke
down
sausage.
In the. I don't. That's an old joke. I don't think half this crowd even no. understands
the
SNL reference. Yeah.
Throw another sticker at somebody's face.
Most. I want to throw like just a handful.
You might get somebody in the eye.
I know. I'm literally just afraid.
You
I'm
don't
want
to
get sued.
So. Yeah.
This is brought to you by Luddex. I have nothing else. No other association. Goodbye. All right, next one.
We got three more here.
But, I mean, yeah, you could
now we move on to the pop culture portion of our
that's game. Bill Murray.
Ooh, that is Bill Murray.
I thought it was Betty White.
Betty White. Bette Midler.
Kyler Murray.
An all-timer. Related?
Maybe.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Hey, he's got a little restaurant over here, too, right down the street.
The man,
Bill does?
Really?
Caddyshack's.
The man's name holds weight in these parts.
Okay.
So we had to go with a Bill Murray autographed baseball. It had 8 bids, and it sold on July 7th.
Oh. 8 bids?
8 bids.
All right, since I've won 2, I'll go first. I'm going to say that ball went for $422.
All right.
175.
101.
Actual price.
I'm going to get skunked here. I will break something.
$255. I believe that means Doug is the
quick
winner.
Math.
Quick math. I think that's right.
Did I win that?
Hang on. Yeah.
Doug. But apparently, if you own this guy's paying $400 for it. So
I mean, I didn't. How often does he sign a ball? I don't know.
What's your favorite Bill Murray movie?
Actually,
favorite Bill Murray Groundhog Day. Mm. Yeah, I'm a big...
I love Groundhog Day.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's like the sci-fi aspect of it. And the fact that he could literally eat whatever he wanted, he never gained any weight.
That's
you know,
your
so
dream.
Great. Yeah.
That is a good one.
It was amazing. Yeah.
I'd say that's the best with him. My favorite with him in it, even though I don't think he's the best part of it, is Caddyshack.
is what?
Caddyshack.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Fair.
Classic, best sports movie ever.
Okay.
I like that. I'm going to screw up the name. I think it's called It's All About Bob, where he was.
What About Bob?
What About Bob?
Yeah, oh, my
yeah,
God.
That was amazing.
The, underrated.
The eating underrated. Scene. Yeah, yeah, very good.
Great.
All right, next up.
I got to win one. Oh, what is this?
This is
John Belushi.
Oh, a little Belushi.
Wow. That's a
not,
John
not
Belushi.
Currently signing, by the way.
Autographed, I guess, from the Palm Restaurant. Just a card from the Palm Restaurant. Autographed it. And it is graded. PSA 7. I don't...
How do you get a 7 on that?
I'm trying to figure that out, because it's got like a coffee stain it's on it. So like, yeah, we're docking
it. How is that near mint?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't... That's where I'm a little lost.
Well,
like,
the
that's
corners,
got soft corners. It's like, it's a napkin.
Plus, the corners are all dinged up. Yeah, that's a lie.
Yeah, it wiped his face with it.
Is PSA in here? We got a bone to
pick. But it's just the auto grade, so I don't know.
I guess it. Yeah, it must
too
be
many
the auto
squiggly
grade.
Lines there, maybe.
Even
maybe.
Still.
Okay.
Come on,
whatever.
Guys. But it's John Belushi, legendary comedian here from Chicago. It sold for best offer, and it sold on June 30th.
Sold for best offer.
Best offer. No bids on this thing.
No bids. Oh, man. I'm going to say... Well, why am I going first?
Because you're in the lead, like you just said.
Yeah.
You
and
Doug got it right
tied.
Last time. Maybe
you guys go first. I'll close it.
All right.
How many more do we have?
Just one more after this.
Well, I'm going to
say...
I can three-way this.
$115.
That's right. A stupid guess.
I think it is low. I do think it's low. He's not signing.
I haven't got any...
Yeah, close, I don't think he's signing.
Do you want me to go next?
Don't look at the answer.
$1,300.
All right.
What in the
Ooh,
world?
Hang on. You said 130. I'm going right in the middle. $703.
$703.
First victory. Anything
Man.
Under 1,000. No, I
Actual
hate him.
Price. $2,300.
$2,300.
He was still dead for like 30. What are people
he
paying?
He passed away young. I don't think he's that much.
But there's still, he's, I didn't think there's a
Chicago
fan base.
Chicago people are weird.
Man.
They're not buying even, this thing.
What Ooh. Product did we get? Well, a cut auto.
Probably, I think it was Transcendent.
Yeah, yeah. We got a cut auto
of Belushi?
John Belushi. Yeah. It's really cool.
Dang.
Yeah.
Well, now I know much
now
better.
Now it's official. Okay. I can't win.
All right.
So, yeah, I mean, let him know you're buying
You can play
one,
spoiler
150.
Here. Jesse That's has true. A chance right. to tie,
oh,
but you
whoa.
Can play spoiler.
Oh, honey.
Is All this right. a graded VHS?
We're going way off the board for this final one.
You notice you never see the...
no, go ahead. Go ahead. No, I interrupted you.
I'm good. No. Nope, we're good.
All right.
I will say, I saw Heritage Auction has like a ton of VHS in there. The guy, I think he may have been lying or just didn't know for sure. He said the Back to the Future 9.2 graded VHS went for like $70,000. I think he is a... I don't want to call him a liar.
We're almost done.
But he
done.
Is not a truth
Why
teller.
You, what's up with the microphone?
I can't...
You gonna move it now?
Every time I move it, then I adjust it back and
What
never...
is this, Cody? Is this like a first edition or something? What's this? What's the
no,
deal
just
here?
A graded... It's so when they grade VHSs, it's got to be sealed, right?
I guess
so I don't
this
know.
Is oh, a is. Really yeah. high grade for this from what I... And again, I don't collect these. I don't grade them.
There's
Has
a
anyone
power
heard
to you
of
if you do.
Investmentgrading.com?
I've never heard of them.
Okay.
Again, they may be here. And if you are, hey, best of luck.
I'm also confused. On one side, it says 9 mint. And then the other side, it says 8 near mint.
Oh, is it autographed?
I don't
no.
think it's autographed. No, no autograph. So, oh, I
oh
think
it's the box.
There's
nine.
A grade for the box, and there's a grade for the seal, I believe.
What about a grade for his perverted smile in this photo? Did
I mean,
think about
he's
that?
Up to no good.
He looks the same still, too. In
he
real
always
life.
Is, that Ferris. Creep.
I'm pretty sure he was like in supposed to be in like 10th grade in that movie or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, he's like a senior in high school.
He's like 30,
no, he's not even a senior
because like
his sister's older, and she goes to that school.
Right. So, Alan Ruck, now of what? Succession fame, is like almost 30 in that movie.
Which oh, his buddy, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, Cameron.
Oh, that's so
The one
weird.
With the car. Yeah,
yeah. yeah. Right, Doug, you got to fire off. The leader.
No idea.
Sold on June 19th, by the way. Best offer.
Best offer. $200.
Jesse boy?
I mean, $70,000 for Back to the Future.
I just want
to
ruin this for Jesse. I know I can't win.
I probably lost.
I just don't want Jesse
give
to
you
win.
A chance.
I mean, at this point, I could just say $201.
All right.
I'm not going to be
Price
that
is
guy.
Right. Price is right
I'm
rules.
Not going to do that. All right. I'm going to say, honestly, I think it's
$400. Okay.
$3,000.
Watch him get it. I mean,
I'm just kidding.
This was 1899 when it first came out. By the way, no. Oh, that's I thought not that was. What it is.
Oh, okay.
I'm just telling you. You go to a Woolworths and pick this up for like $20.
Woolworths.
That's right. I threw out a Woolworths reference for you.
It was that Montgomery like an Ward. Brother, where art thou?
That's right.
Like that's
yeah.
Where
oh yeah. Stay out of Woolworth. Yeah, you got
stay
it.
Out of Woolworth.
Right, how much?
I got $500. Jesse got it. So wait.
Oh man,
we have a tiebreaker.
Wait, that's a tie.
It's a tie.
How do we do this?
Frankly, I don't have a tiebreaker.
Was it a three-way tie?
I don't know. Yeah, dance like, off, rock, paper, scissors. I don't know.
I'm willing to do.
I'm ready to do a co-champion.
All right.
Yeah.
We have. Everybody share the victory. Congratulations.
Well, not
to
everybody.
Doug and
I'm still here. So. You know.
Mike's still here. He's enjoying his
the embrace.
That's right. I had a good.
We
time.
Did it.
There you go.
We did it together.
And that's it.
We need to play the Eye of the Tiger right now.
Yeah, you
that's
do.
That's a sweaty hand to be holding, Doug. Yeah,
this like, is like
gonna,
the end of what? What
you're
going to want to
let go
it?
Of that suit.
I think, what size ring do you wear, by the way?
It's, what size
What's
waist
the biggest
do you have?
One? Yeah, me too. I'm like
what
a
What size 14. Is your ankle?
What, <it's>, the ring size I have is when you go to the jeweler and they're like, they have like their little metal ring thing to put on there. It's the largest one before they have to go to the baby bracelet ring. So this is.
Well, I have the sausage fingers too. I can't even wear mine because my finger's too fat.
I bet you that one's still bigger than.
No, it's
that's
on there.
Pretty cool.
It's pretty
we
comfortable.
Have comparable size
fat
hands.
Fat-handed people up here.
I've Perfect. Never met a fellow big hander. That's
yeah.
great.
Yeah, it's wow. got some sausage fingers. I need to find out the size because I got to reorder mine because mine doesn't fit.
You're in the right city for sausage fingers, am
yes.
I right?
Sausage 100%. Great Mike here. Ditka. I mean,
yeah, we've made yeah. that reference. We get that.
We did.
Sausage King of
so,
Chicago.
So, yeah, that's a Ferris Bueller reference.
Thank you. Yeah.
Killer gotcha. Job. So that's the show, I guess.
I think that's it.
Yeah,
guys.
No outro needed. We win.
Yeah,
I won trivia. Thanks.
No. Mike won.
Mike won.
And let it be known. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, everybody.
Enjoy the rest of the National. And catch Sports Card Nonsense. Catch Mojo Break the Hype, wherever you get podcasts. Thanks, guys.
And check out how easy it is on Ludex to upload your cards to eBay. I was just shown that. I got to download the app, check it out, because it was pretty slick.
Also that.
There you go. Thanks, everybody.